We're going to learn more about a nasty illness, drug-resistant tuberculosis, which is the kind of disease that gives public health officials nightmares. It's airborne, and it can kill you, and the number of cases is rising globally. Treating it is a huge undertaking that often doesn't work, but a program in Peru has made progress. NPR's Jason Beaubien went to find out how.
Tuberculosis has taken over Jenny Tenorio Gallego's life. She has drug-resistant TB, which means that the bacteria in her lungs won't respond to standard antibiotics. So Tenorio now has to take stronger drugs with harsh side effects. They make her nauseous, give her headaches, leave her exhausted, and are destroying her hearing.
Sí, a mí me está afectando el oído por la micasina.
Yeah, for me, my hearing is being affected by the medicine. At times, I don't hear well, and you have to speak loud for me to be able to understand.
The drugs to cure her of TB could leave her permanently deaf. Even when she's sitting still, the 35-year-old Tenorio wheezes from the damage tuberculosis has done to her lungs. Tenorio is from a village about 6.5 hours outside of Lima. The Boston-based medical charity Partners in Health, which is overseeing her care, has rented her a room in a dusty neighborhood on the north side of the capital. Twice a day, she gets an IV treatment of powerful antibiotics through a catheter in her chest. The treatment takes an hour each time and will continue for 12 months. Tenorio says she can accept the hearing loss and the other side effects, but she hates being separated from her family.
Porque extraño mucho a mis hijos.
At times, I feel sad because I miss my children and my family. But I have to stay calm because by taking my medicine, then I won't infect them. And so I try to stay as calm as I can.
Of the roughly 9 million cases of TB around the world each year, according to the World Health Organization, only about 4% are drug resistant. The highest rates of drug resistance are in Eastern Europe, where more than 20% of all cases won't respond to standard drugs. Drug resistant cases tend to be even more lethal than normal TB, killing about 40% of the people who get infected. But Oscar Ramirez with Partners in Health in Peru says this form of TB is curable. The key is making sure patients can manage the almost 2 years of treatment.
It's not only about the drugs.
People with drug-resistant TB often aren't able to work for months. Most face a terrible choice, die of TB or die of starvation. Ramirez says systems need to be in place to take care of these patients until they're cured.
What we try to do is try to give a comprehensive support to the patients.
The Peruvian government oversees the treatment of most tuberculosis patients in the country. Partners in Health steps in and tries to manage the most difficult cases, patients who've failed treatment in the past or who've declined treatment for one reason or another. PIH sends nurses twice a day to check on roughly 200 patients with extensively drug-resistant TB and administer their medications. The group buys food for the patients, makes sure they have transportation to the hospital.
Sometimes they feel depressed, they feel lonely in this treatment.
And that can lead them to give up on the treatment. Partners in Health's intense monitoring of patients has helped Peru do far better on this issue than many other places in the world. Globally, drug-resistant TB treatment is successful only about half the time. But according to the Peruvian Ministry of Health, 3/4 of the patients here finish their treatment completely cured. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Lima.